This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Radio Game. I'm Frida Liu. Good morning. Now, each color has its own unique quality that's able to evoke certain feelings from an individual. Tapping into the various properties and effects of color, Evelyn Leong, a stress management color therapist from colorswork.com, that's color with a Z, work.com, and color spelled the British way, employs color therapy as a vibrational healing modality to supplement the treatment for many physical, emotional, and mental challenges. Now, in the second of this four-part series, Evelyn is here to talk about how color can help manage relationship stress. So obviously we had nine colors, right? So if you've missed this, please listen to the podcast last week on how you get to your color. But you know, what are the different color personalities like in relationships? And here we're talking about personal relationship
as yeah. in like a
I guess it does affect work to a certain extent as well.
In a way, yeah. You can also apply to work, people you meet at work. But today we will just focus on personal relationship. Okay, so if we're talking about the nine colors, we have the red. Okay, in a really brief nutshell, we're talking about red, who is really a really practical person. Mm. A person who is looking into more responsibility. And then orange is really into fun, into being humorous, like to joke around a lot with a partner. And yellow is always the sensitive one, okay, affectionate, always like to please the partner, if you have a partner who's yellow. Green color is someone who always talks about respect. I have to respect you, okay, and very independent as a partner. Blue is always about communication and loyal in a relationship. And indigo is about trust and having a harmony, peaceful relationship, you know, quiet time. And for violet is about passion, passionate, okay, equality in the relationship, like a friend, more like a friend. And magenta is full of adventures. Mm-hmm. They like surprises. So if you have a magenta partner, you got to always come up with new surprises and new adventure, or maybe every week, every day. As lastly is a gold personality. Now, gold is a very protective partner. Mm-hmm. They are always expecting clear communication from their partner. So don't leave them hanging with unknowns and guessing works and all that. It would just frustrate them.
Right.
So this is...
When you look at all these colors, what colors would complement each other?
Okay, of course, when we understand each color's personality, we know that when they are in sync meaning that when they are in their full vibrational positive energy, they have all the good traits coming out. But we are humans, we will also sometimes get into out of sync. So all the negative traits will come out, selfish and, you know, start to keep quiet, ignorant, demanding. So all this will come out. And to really understand partners or each other, I think most valuable thing is to know when whoever is out of sync, so you know how to handle them. So there's not really much on compatibility. If you know what your partner is expecting when you are out of sync, what do you want him to react, or what do you want she to react? I think it works that way. So if I'm a blue, when I'm out of sync, okay, I don't want to be left alone. I want my partner to come and talk to me, you know, and ask me what's wrong, is everything okay? But if I'm a red, for instance, I want to be left alone. Just leave me alone, I let go of my frustrations, and I'll be okay after half an hour or 1 hour. So if you know me well and you know that what I need to handle, you will know that you should leave me alone.
Right. So, of course I got to ask, what about the violet?
Now, violet, when they are out of sync, for instance, okay, they will want to talk a lot. They will want to talk and on about themselves, you know, how they feel. All the victim stories will come out, you know. So just listen. Don't even give any advice. Okay. Just listen. And that is really good enough.
Okay.
You know, basically.
I know, like, from there, you're saying that the compatibility colors is excellent. There's need to work at it. And there are various stages, right?
Yes.
There's neutral. What are stages?
Okay, if you look into my book, Colors Work For You, I do have the charts that says that compatibility, you know, and today I'm just going to roughly run through the compatibility first. Let's say for red, red is very highly compatible with, of course, red itself, as well as with blue, the opposite color, and violet. And for orange will be orange itself with green personality as well as magenta. Yellow will go very well in sync with yellow, indigo as well as gold. And for the green, they go along very well with people who come from orange themselves, green, as well as magenta. So blue will be with blue, violet and red, indigo with yellow, indigo and gold, violet, same thing, red, blue, violet. Mm-hmm. Magenta will be with orange, green and magenta. And finally, the gold will go really well with yellow, the indigos and the gold themselves.
Right.
So these are the highly compatible, meaning that naturally their energy frequency is already connected. Mm. So it means like sometimes I'm sure we experience many times when we see someone or we meet someone, you don't have to say so many things.
Right.
Somehow it just chemistically it just connect. You know?
So you automatically seek them out.
Yes, that's right. In a way you will be attracted to that color a lot. So mm-hmm. When I mention like neutral or maybe need to compromise, it doesn't mean that it won't work. You just that probably consciously you have to make an effort to really connect to that, to his energy or her energy. If she's a indigo or she's a gold, you just got to go to the gold energy. You just got to visualize yourself talking to a gold personality. So what kind of consciously, it's like a conscious effort that you need
okay,
to compromise.
Okay, so it's more difficult lah.
Wouldn't use the word difficult lah, but you know, if you love this person, you got to go extra mile lah, you know, to connect with that person.
So that was my question. What happens when you have people in relationships where they need to compromise a lot? And have you seen a case where both parties actually managed to compromise?
Yes. I have many friends and also clients who ask me, I'm okay, my color with my husband is on the list, at the list of need to compromise. But I think many times when we get into argument, we will not talk for 2-3 hours. But later on, I will try to make an effort to talk to him based on what he expect me to do, based on his color. Okay, so it works that way. Mm. So of course, it works both way if both parties knows about each other's values of colors and how they can communicate. But it really helps if they know each other's values in colors, right, when they're out of sync, the traits, the symptoms.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very important.
Mm. Okay, so you were saying that people automatically will seek each other out, especially in work situations as well. Mm. So and you say this is in personal relationships, but also in the case of work, right? I mean, they will come to loggerheads as well if they are not on the same wavelength in a way.
Okay, when you say work, it means like colleagues, maybe people that we meet, like your clients. Yeah, sometimes you notice that some particular colleagues or team members, you just click on very well. You would like to spend lunchtime with him or her, you know, things like that. Yeah, it does. So it's also good today, maybe during lunchtime, you just try to find out who you like to hang around with a lot and then ask for their birth date, calculate and find out what color is this person. Oh, yeah, it does explain why it's just click. You know, maybe a girl will probably go out with a yellow a lot during their lunch break. You know, it could be a girl-to-girl thing or a guy-to-guy thing. It not necessarily has to be an opposite, gender. That's right.
Okay. Mm. I'm here with Evelyn Leong from colorswork.com. We're talking about managing relationship stress. And this is our color therapy series. We'll continue our discussion after this. Race again, BFM 89.9.
Because freedom matters. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's Raise Your Game. Evelyn Leong from colorswork.com, and that's colors, colorzwork.com. It's our color therapy series, and it's about managing relationship stress. And I know there are 9 colors that we went through earlier. A little earlier on, what they like in terms of relationships, who they get on really well, and some they just need to compromise as well. So, you know, if people get along well or are neutral, so there is work that's necessary. I'm not talking about those that need to compromise, but they're just like neutral and get along well. So there's less effort in that relationship.
Well, even though it's neutral or get along well, it also, I mean, we still need to understand each other's trait when they are out of sync. So like I always highlight, it is important to know when you are out of sync, when you're stressed out, what is the symptoms. Mm. So if you understand the symptoms, you actually cut down the downtime.
Right.
Downtime means, you know, maybe two people having a quarrel, but to patch back, to start talking, you know, you shorten up the period of time, you know, on the cold wall. So that actually works very well.
Cold War. Okay, you had a story you wanted to share about a client you met.
Yes, I was just recalling back someone that I met last week, and she's coming from red color. Okay, and she's talking about having difficulty communicating with a partner every time when they quarrel. So it sometimes takes days and weeks. You know, during the Cold War, they don't talk to each other. So when I evaluate her, her major color is red. Not only that, even the minor color is red. The month is red. The year is also red. So it's like hot red.
Okay. Burning
so
red.
So she just get out of her control with temper. She's really temper. She admits that. You
okay.
know. So the partner happens to be red as well. So can you imagine two people?
Boom.
So they don't really chill off. They just continuously debate on and on and on. So I think it's not working towards any positive directions.
Okay.
So every time there's a quarrel, it always drag on for days.
So if you look at the chart, they actually by right get on really well.
They should get really well. See, but because they do not look into okay, if one person is out of sync, the other one is okay. It's okay to work on it. You know,
right?
The one who's in sync can probably do something. You know,
when both are out of sync,
when both is out, it's like you know, you really that's the moment where everything is blackout.
Okay, so I was going to ask, in the case of excellent, they still need to work hard.
Of course, definitely, especially to identify the symptoms when it's out of sync as fast as you can, either party.
Okay,
to cut down the downtime.
So in this case, since it's the woman that knows about this, she has to do the compromise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whoever who usually is a woman now. Sad to say that.
Usually
it's the woman. Okay, and okay, it always has to start with one party.
Yeah.
So the best thing is to consciously make an effort from one party, and then eventually whatever energy you send out to the other person, he or she will get it. But the best is to just chill off for a few hours, try to calm down, and sing back the colors.
Okay.
So if you can't speak, use words to speak to each other. Okay, maybe use colors to sing back. If your partner belongs to a gold color and you want to sing him back, you don't have to speak to him. That would probably just get him something, what is gold color? You know, something gold. And give it to him as a gift. You know, and it works. It eventually will just patch up. You know, the color itself will help do the work.
Okay.
So that's the marvelous thing about color therapy, color psychology. You don't need to use words sometimes. Just use colors.
All right.
You know, like red color, you just buy some roses or, you know, put up a red dress.
With red
from your partner.
So it won't increase more combustion, is it? Because it's both red, both angry.
Yeah. So. If you're talking about both parties who's also red personality and they are out, the color to sing them back, you can play with blue, you can play with red, you can also play around with violet. So if it's about heated up conversation, maybe don't go with red, go with violet, something to introduce some passionate and inspiring energy into
them. A little earlier on you were saying this girl is a hot red where her major colors and her minor colors red. What do you mean minor colors?
Major color we will look at you if you add up all the birth dates, you come to the single digit number, and then you just match it. One is red,
right,
two is orange. So if sometimes we have two people who come from the same major color, but you do see a little bit of difference in their characteristics. So we can actually go drill down to the next level where you look at their day of birth. So if they're born on the first of the month, so they are also belonging to the red.
Right, I see.
So red plus red or the
is red. So and then the date of the month of the birth. It's also red.
That's right. Month as well.
Year as well.
It's either January or, maybe...
it'd be January.
October as well. Yeah.
So that's a real red all the way through.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you'd like to, we've been talking about this, you'd like to get a hold of a book, we're giving three away so you can actually sort of play around with this, or maybe not play around with this. All you have to do is answer this very simple question. What's her website, which I've gone through? You can send that answer to 0162019000, 0162019000, Evelyn Leong, from colorsbook.com. What's the website? I got to spell it right. Send that answer, 0162019000. She'll be back next week in our color therapy series. It's Razor Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.